Welcome back to the Press Box on a big Saturday in March, but on the road to the Kentucky Derby. As always, my host, my friend, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, who has no equal in this Commonwealth of Kentucky, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gino, great talking to you. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Big is correct. Now, if I'm missing something, help me out. You got the UAB Derby. You got the Jeff Ruby Stakes. But we want to start with the TwinSpires.com Louisiana Derby Grade 2 with a purse of $1 million.
Yeah, big race, obviously. A lot of horses have utilized the Louisiana Derby as their last kind of stepping stone towards the Kentucky Derby over the last few years, and this year looks to be no different. Top horses in the race. From pillar to post, I think Buzzy, a great field of horses. It's going to be an exciting race. 1 3/16, which is about as close as you can get to that 1 1/4 on the first Saturday of May. And, you know, you mentioned that this race has $1 million purse, and it does, and that's pretty exciting. But guess what? The Grade 3 Jeff Ruby Stakes is $700,000.
How about that?
And, you know, if the legislators don't fully comprehend and appreciate what they did when they passed historical racing legislation a couple of years ago and Churchill Downs built this new venue, this race in itself in today's card at Turfway should be a great example of why you give our in-state companies the right to kind of improve, especially when they invest what they invest. And now let's give them sports betting. Come on, y'all. Let's give them sports betting. Let them do it. It'll be $1 million next year and be right up there with the Louisiana Derby.
I don't think there's any question. Okay, let's go ahead. It would be right up there with the Louisiana Derby. We shall see what happens in the next week or so. Okay, so let's talk about the field and who do you like in this one?
Well, I think you got to start with Instant Coffee. Who was an instant success. He won his first start at Saratoga last September, come from off the pace for trainer Brad Cox, has won 3 out of 4 lifetime. The only miscue was really a fourth in the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland. He lost all chance at the gate that day. He kind of blew the start and just never was able to recover. And then, you know, that race was won by Forte. He's not a bad horse. You know, he won the Breeders' Futurity, he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and then he won the Fountain of Youth and is the preeminent favorite. But Instant Coffee has done everything right except for that one miscue at the start of the Breeders' Futurity. I think I could be the preeminent challenger to Forte if there is one in this crop of 3-year-olds.
Okay. It, as you said before, it is a deep, deep field, not only with horses, but trainers and jockeys. You know, you hate to say anything is preeminent, but I mean, this is as good as it gets in terms of Derby preps.
Absolutely. And the horse that may be the biggest contender to upset Instant Coffee is another horse under the Brad Cox barn. The 9-horse Tappet's Conquest, 10-1 in the morning line.
Yeah,
that's a huge change in jockeys. He goes from Florent Giroux, who I just think is not riding very well at all, and goes over to Manny Franco, the New York-based rider who rode this horse his first time out. He ran second in his career debut for Manny Franco. This horse, I think, should have won 2 races ago, got stuck on a dead rail and had no real shot to go. Lost that one by a neck, came back in the Risen Star and goes 7 wide, and probably had a big chance to beat Angel of Empire in that one, if not for the just absolute wide trip. He was last early on. Tappet's Conquest, a son of Tappet, it takes these progeny of Tappet a few races to kind of get their light bulb
right.
hit full beam. And this horse could be on full blast this afternoon. I think it's Instant Coffee. I think it's Tappet's Conquest. You know, there's a couple of other horses in here that we may mention. Shopper's Revenge on the rail.
Right.
Shipping in from Oakland for trainer Steve Asmussen. Another son of Tappet has a real chance to move up, I think, at 12-1 odds. You got Sun Thunder, who ran a big one in the Risen Star to be second for Kenny McPeak. But a horse to watch, I think, is Curly Jack for Tom Amos. If you get a chance, listen to the interview that I had read with Tom earlier this week. Curly Jack is kind of a hit and miss at times, but I think he might be sitting on a hit. I go with Instant Coffee. I go with Tappet's Conquest, and then maybe throw in a couple of long shots in Shopper's Revenge and Curly Jack.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the Jeff Ruby Stakes as well, which will take place up at Turfway Park. Just as you said, they have turned that into an incredible race. It is, let's see, they have got that up now. It's a post time of 6:25, part of the 13-race program that will begin at 12:45. It's the 52nd running of the Grade 3 Jeff Ruby Stakes, and I hope I'm right about this. Major Dude may be the major dude in this race.
Major Dude, man. I mean, how do you not like that name? Major Dude. You know,
right.
I guess he could be the horse for Kansas State, since that coach likes to call his guys dudes, you know.
Dudes, right.
Not a big fan of that guy.
Yeah.
Post-game comments. But Major Dude is a major threat in here. Coming off a big win in the Grade 3, Kitten's Joy over the turf down at Gulfstream Park. This horse has never been on all weather. Trained by Todd Pletcher, the Hall of Famer. Over the Tapita. He's never been on the Tapita. Never been on any other. Yeah, you know, but they're bringing in Iran Ortiz to ride this horse. Yeah, you know, he's won 3 of 7, finished second once, third once. Has a lot of credentials. Going to be the post-time favorite. But I think, you know, could be a little vulnerable.
Okay. All right. So how are you going to play it then?
Well, I think you got to use Major Dude in this race. Bucky, I don't think you can throw him out by any stretch. But there's a couple of horses that I think you've got to take a real serious look at. One is the horse that I'm going to play across the board and look to be an upset winner, and that is Congruent, a son of Tappet. We've mentioned Tappet, kind of a light bulb moment. I think he had one last time out at the John Battaglia Stakes over this track. Was last at the start of that 12-horse field, was last in really much of the race, and last by many. And he came running in the stretch and just drew off, nearly won by 4 lengths when he was behind by double digits. And this horse just seemed to excel over the all-weather. Now, he ran behind Major Dude twice before in the Kitten's Joy and the Diana Beach, both at Gulfstream on the grass.
Right.
He has that experience over this all-weather Tapita track. And I just think this horse may have hit the light bulb moment last time out. Going to get up a rider that you may have heard of before.
Yes.
Sonny Leon.
Yeah, we have, in fact, the Derby winner last year, right?
Upset winner with, last year in the Kentucky Derby. But I think it's going to be Major Dude, Congruent, Two Fills is a horse I think you got to use. I just don't know if he's going to love the distance. Trained by Larry Ravelli, who's an outstanding trainer, wins with about 26% of the last 400 starters he's had. Great trainer. Wins a lot of races. Two Fills, I think, would be there. I just don't know if he's going to love the distance. But I just think that Congruent could be on his way to following those steps of Animal Kingdom on the way to the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, so you can, of course, find all of Gene's picks at thepressboxlts.com. You can also find, I'm telling you, and I don't know if it's too late now, I don't think it is, but for Derby Week, you want to entertain friends, you want to entertain clients, you want to have a great, great time Not only can you get James' picks at PressBoxLTS.com, but you can find all the information you want linked up there at the site for the Louisville Thoroughbred Society as well, which is the place to go in Louisville during Derby Week. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, looks like it's going to be a big old rainy weekend. Great day to just stay at the house and make some bets and see a great weekend on the racing trail. So we hope that's what you and yours are doing. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. The road to the Kentucky Derby, in my view, always trumps this March Madness.
Yes.
Final Four. Tune in, watch some great horse racing. And before we leave, who is your pick today? Since you're the Hall of Famer, since you're the man who has been chosen to lead the broadcast industry.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say. I mean, I think there's a trainer who has gotten a little jammed up in the state who would not be coming to the state to saddle a horse unless he was trying to make a point, right?
Yes.
That would be the horse on the far outside. Is that Worcester, Worcester, whatever the heck it is, Baffert trained. Is this the first time Frankie Dettori has ever ridden at Turfway Park?
Well, I'm trying to get there now that you speak of this and see what you're talking about.
I can't believe that you did not make some sort of comment about this or something. I'm correct in that.
Let me see.
Or am I talking about the UAE? It's the UAE on the outside of the UAE.
Yeah,
Frankie Dettori and Baffert.
Yeah. Well, you're over there in the in the Middle East. And,
yes.
And where you
Which
are
is
known,
a little bit different from Turfway. A little bit different than Turfway.
Well, you know, you are a legend over there because of your fondness for Thunder Snow.
I certainly am. Love you, my man. Have a great weekend.
See you, brother.
See you. Bye.